Ricciardo, this is David Coulthard.
Hi, this is Daniel Ricciardo.
You've won the Canadian Grand Prix. Well done, your first win.
Wow.
Hi there, it's Sebastian Vettel. You're listening to the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast.
You've done it. Style. Fantastic. You're a four-time world champion. You joined the greats. Well done.
You did it. Yes. Yes.
Can I do donuts?
Donuts will not be required. Thank you.
Take that as a yes, then.
Hello and welcome to the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast from Suzuka, where a serious accident involving Marussia's Jules Bianchi has overshadowed the action on the track. Bianchi has been taken to hospital unconscious after a crash that caused the race to be stopped. Our thoughts are, of course, with him, his family and friends, as we await news on his condition. Because of the incident, the race was red flagged on lap 47 and the result was called, awarding drivers with four points. Hamilton took his eighth win of the season after passing teammate and title rival Nico Rosberg for the lead around the outside of the fast turn one. Our very own Sebastian Vettel was third ahead of Daniel Ricciardo and the McLaren of Jenson Button. Here are both our drivers after the race.
Obviously, Jules had a bad accident, and we hope to have some very good news very soon. Obviously, not knowing what's going on feels terrible. I think all the drivers really feel with him, because we know how difficult and how slippery it was today. It was a very unlucky place, or unlucky timing, to lose the car there. So, as I said, we hope for the very best. Generally, it was tough. I think race direction did what they could, and the timing of restarting the race or starting the race in the first place was about right. It's always on the limit in these conditions. People from the outside can't really judge. Inside, it feels horrible when you can't see anything. Towards the end, the rain picked up again, which makes it very tricky. There's one line, you lose the car a little bit, and you're very likely on used tires to get some aquaplaning, even if you try to go slower. But the smallest misjudgment, the smallest mistake can lead into loss of control. And as I said, I think knowing what we know at this stage, which is not a lot, it was very, very unlucky circumstances. But we obviously, as I said, wish him all the best, and we hope very much that we get some good news very soon.
It was definitely interesting. We knew the weather was going to be a factor today. And I think the red flag at the start was fair. We just couldn't race without the cars were aquaplaning, and visibility was, I think Rosberg even said behind a safety car, you couldn't see anything. So once we got going again, I thought it was fine. Conditions were good to race. And then for the majority of the race, it was fine. And just, concerned with obviously Jules' accident, really thinking of him and hope he's okay. Just fingers crossed there is some good news. If the race completed the full distance, we would have been really strong at the end. I think that strategy played out well for us if we went the full distance. So, that's the circumstances today, and there's obviously bigger concerns than that. So, fingers crossed we hear some good news with Jules, and then hopefully we all move on to Russia in good spirits.
David Coulthard covered the whole race weekend for the BBC. Rich went to speak to him after the race.
Well, I think overall, difficult conditions for the teams, for the drivers. Suzuka's a mighty racetrack in the dry, never mind in the wet. And I think that what they were really able to show us was some stunning performances up and down the pit lane. In the end, the battle for the World Championship continues to hot up. That was a really strong performance from Lewis Hamilton. Nico got the job done on Saturday. But of course Lewis was too strong for him in these conditions. I think from a Red Bull racing point of view, fantastic drive from both Daniel and Sebastian. Sebastian was turning some times in the middle part of the race that were truly impressive, and again it highlights that just what a good driver he is, and also what a good car they have, because obviously in those conditions it neutralises deficiencies in horsepower.
Obviously we had the incident with Jules Bianchi, and of course as we await news, all our thoughts are with Jules.
Well said. Of course all our thoughts are with Jules and the Marussia team as we await news. We do know the facts that his car struck the GCV that was removing Adrian Sutil's car from the tyre in Dunlop Curve. So that's never a good situation, of course. And it's a reminder that motor racing is dangerous. And, you know, from time to time, people become complacent. We should never be complacent. These drivers are exceptional drivers. They risk their lives in the pursuit of their goal and entertaining us. And as you said at the beginning, we just keep our fingers crossed for some positive news.
Definitely. And now we move forward to Sochi, a new racetrack. What's the week going to be like, and can you give us some more information on Sochi?
Well, the venue itself is very reminiscent for me of a Valencia street circuit. Sochi itself will be somewhat detached from real-life Russia, I suspect, because we're in the campus, which is the Olympic Park that was used for the Winter Olympics. So in that respect, we could be anywhere. But if teams do have the chance to stay at some hotels off of the campus, then they'll get a flavour for, you know, southern Russia. It is by the Black Sea. Having been there with Sebastian driving the track already for a feature with the BBC, it doesn't look like a sea you'd want to go swimming in, but apparently it used to be a holiday destination for the Russians.
All right, great. Well, thank you very much, and we'll see you in Russia.
Okay, thanks.
The final word on this week's podcast goes to our team principal, Christian Horner. Here he is after the race.
Well, first of all, irrelevant of anything else, our thoughts are with Jules Bianchi at the moment, that he's okay. You know, that is the absolute first priority. As far as the race for us, it was a strong race performance by the team, with both drivers making great progress, some fantastic overtaking from both of our drivers, and third and fourth, you know, are competitive results, and we certainly looked an awful lot more competitive in wet conditions, which tends to be a great equaler.
Well, that's it for this edition of the podcast. Once again, our thoughts lie with Jules Bianchi and his loved ones. We hope we hear some good news very soon. It's from one of the classic tracks in Formula One to a brand new one. We'll be back from Sochi in Russia next week, covering all the on and off track action. Until then, take care.